Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in live, the Steffi Game of Saturdays, Diva Mary Kay, showcasing nothing but successful independent businesses. Call us up at 347-850-1521 and step your game up.
What you looking at?
Step your game up.
What you waiting for?
Step your game up.
Go come on in the dust.
Step your game up.
Drop it to the floor and just
step your game up.
You with Ken.
Step your game up.
Oh, you drink gin.
Step your game up.
Is that your friend?
Step your game up.
Nigga, you with you can't step.
I'm turning all the way up, y'all. Guess what it is? It's Saturday, and it's Steffi Game of Saturday right here on Diva Spot Radio. Me and Jay Big is definitely going to turn up for y'all. Y'all know what it is? It's money-making D-Day. And, of course, he is coming to take over Diva Spot Radio and help y'all step your game up on today. You guys, make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521 and press the 1 button to be heard. Money Making D is going to be stepping your game up with hot topics, talking about social media and music industry, the pros and cons. He's also going to be stepping your game up talking about the effects of Hurricane Sandy. We definitely want to get into that. And also, mixtape. Should artists be sued for promotional use only? We want to know what you guys think. We want to get your feedback. You can jump in our chat room only if you're a go-getter and you know how to step your game up. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Of course, we got hot tracks and money making media we're going to be showcasing here today. But you already know, Steffi Game Up Saturdays couldn't step their game up if we ain't had Jay Big live in the building. Jay Big, what's going on, baby? Holla at the people. All for the people.
Yes, sir. I'm in the building. I'm live. I'm right here with you, baby. I mean, yeah, let's get it in. You know what I'm saying? My man, my partner, my homie, Money Making D, coming through. You know, we got this game stepped up. Chump, y'all step y'all game up, man. It's been a real crazy day, man. We gonna turn up real quick. We gonna get it in real fast. You feel me?
Let's make it do what it do. We gonna get into this hot track right here by Money Making D, and it's called Make It Do. I want y'all to follow him on Twitter. That's www.twitter.com/MoneyMakingD. Without the G. It's Money Making D without the G. So make sure y'all turn up and follow him. We about to make it do right now. When we come back from this hot track, we going to get into it live with Money Making D because he's taking over, baby. Let's go.
What I want, my nigga, I make moves. I be on that rich shot shit. Hey, let me tell you how I do. I make it do what it do. See, I ain't about to talk. See, I practice what I preach. When I'm on a mission, make sure on that mission I succeed. I make it do what it do. I'm always on my grind, see I'm trying to get paid, but waiting in line. You can wait for it, to be me, I'm gon' get mine. I don't see the negative like I'm deaf or blind. You can always talk that talk. If you ain't about that action, what's the point of it at all? Just saying, ain't no point in just dating if you ain't playing. See me on the opposite, I got a plan, I'm a slave. Okay, then catch me in a buff and fit at Max and Raven. And when it comes to what I wanna do, I do like racing. I'ma make it do what it do, baby. And in a damn thing, girl.
Hey, when it come to what I want, my nigga, I make moves. I be on that rich shot shit. Hey, let me tell you how I do. I make it do what it do. See, I ain't about to talk. See, I practice what I preach. When I'm on a mission, make sure on that mission I succeed. I make it do what it do.
Yeah, okay, watch me get her done. Wake up every morning, yes, I'm rising with the sun. Yeah, check my grind, money in my pocket. Bitch, I'm blasting off and I ain't talking about a rocket. Counting dividends, spend my re-up on my profit. Getting to that money, I ain't never stopping. Gotta get that bread, cause I'm hungry like a hostage. Let me spell it out. like I'm hooked up on it. Everything I say is honest, bitch. I'm making major moves. Why you stuck on stupid nonsense? I make it do what it do. Yeah, I make it do what it do. And if you ain't getting paid, nigga, who the fuck is you?
Hey, when it come to what I want, my nigga, I make moves. I be on that rich y'all shit. Hey, let me tell you how I do. I make it do, I make it do, I make it do what it do. I make it do, I make it do, I make it do what it do. See, I ain't about to talk. See, I practice what I preach. When I'm on a mission, make sure on that mission I succeed. I make it do, I make it do, I make it do what it do. I make it do, I make it do, I make it do.
Yo, fuck the rest of them, I'm the real me. I got a body count, and I still squeeze. Just murder shit, with no remorse. God bless his soul, this beat is gone. This shit I'm on, I'm like a living bomb. I grind hard, I'm the star that they wishing on. Stand out, I'm the sound that they listen for. Hand out, get smacked down, you don't get a coin. Word to mother, I'm that motherfucker. Swag on attack and you ain't gotta love them. But I'ma stay all in their face. Respect me and let me do my thing.
Hey, when it come to what I want, my nigga, I make moves. I be on that rich y'all shit. Hey, let me tell you how I do. I make it do, I make it do, I make it do what it do. I make it do, I make it do, I make it do what it do. See, I ain't about to talk. See, I practice what I preach. When I'm on a mission, make sure on that mission I succeed. I make it do, I make it do, I make it do what it do. I make it do, I make it do, I make it do what it do.
Money Making D in the house on Step Your Game Up Saturdays with Diva Ebony B. Got the homie Jay. We are just doing our thing. I'm got a couple topics I'm gonna talk on tonight. We're gonna talk on social media and the music industry, the effects of Hurricane Sandy, and mixtapes. While artists, if artists should or should not be sued for promotional use mixtapes. So, right now, I'm going to discuss social media. And speaking on social media, on Facebook, with Twitter, with Bandcamp, MySpace, why it's so important to have those and have your social media look up to date. So that joint you heard earlier that was produced by me, featuring Diesel with De Niro from Skull Gang. I got AJ Diggs.
What up, bro?
What's going on? What do you think about social media?
Man, social media, man, I mean, you know, first of all, let me start out by saying, man, you know what I mean? I'm a little disturbed right now, man, because I just seen some real crazy stuff on Facebook just now, you know what I'm saying? You know, I just happen to be... So I ain't gonna lie, you know, I went upstairs, you know, and my woman, you know, she's a little disturbed because she seen, you know, something on there, which was a little bit, it was a little shocking. I don't even think you should try to make a joke out of this, you know, at any way, point, shape, form, or fashion. But, you know, she showed me a picture of, like, a guy choking a baby, you know what I mean, on her timeline, matter of fact. Let me say that. It was on her timeline, so... You know, and it hurt and disturbed her to the point where she had to call, you know, Facebook, you know, because you can report stuff like that. And then, and I mean, you know, it was just, I felt like, at the time, you know, I'm asking, like, is it Photoshop? Because I'm thinking, like, is it real? Like, did they really choke the baby? Is the baby in danger? Things of that nature. But, you know, I think from her standpoint, you know, it was just like, you know, it made her feel kind of, you got to understand, she's a real sensitive person when it comes to children. You see what I'm saying? So to see something like that, it's a day. It's almost like a day ruiner for her, you know what I mean? But in general, just, you know, dealing with artists and artists having that social media presence, I feel like it's very important. I feel like everyone needs to, you know, it's a must-have. If you out here, you making moves, you got to communicate. You got to be able to get your music out there. In this day and age, that's the fastest way to get your music out there is on these social media sites. You feel me? And, I mean, I got to be honest. I mean, I know Money Making D, you know what I mean, from Twitter. And I know Diva from social media, from Twitter, Facebook. So a lot of my connects is through the social media. Real talk. So I think that's the best way to keep up with everybody, man.
Yeah, man. And speaking on, like, what you just said about people posting up stuff, I want to say this because I have seen the same thing. Let's stop posting up the negative stuff, people. Come on now. Like,
yeah.
I know everybody has their own opinions and everything, but let's keep it going, keep it positive. I mean, but I guess sometimes you got to ignore things like that. But as far as, like, for musicians go, like you just said, you know, we would never have known each other if it wasn't for Twitter, it wasn't for the Facebook. If it wasn't for the MySpace, we wouldn't even have the Facebook, the Twitter. You know, I network with a whole lot of people off Twitter. I mean, people I could never imagine I would ever network with off of that. I mean, and now you got Instagram. And
to speak
on Instagram, I was talking to Ebony B the other day, and I was telling her how the election just passed not too long ago. And we had this thing where you seen people putting ballots up on Instagram and Facebook with who they voted for. What do you guys think about that?
Man, I ain't gonna lie, I ain't seen nothing like that. You know, I'm not an Instagram person. I'm more on the face. I've seen on Facebook, but I mean, Instagram, I think that's, honestly, if you don't get out and vote, you know what I mean, what's the point? Like, go vote, you know what I mean? What was I watching earlier today? I was watching Nickelodeon with my son, and they had this thing on there talking about kids pick the president, you know, something like that. That's one thing. Feel me? Because you educating the youth of today and getting them prepared for that whole process of voting and whatnot, you know what I mean, and making them socially aware of what's going on in the community. But like, when you a grown ass man and you just sitting there on Instagram sending that type of stuff out, but you won't make it to the poll yourself, like, I look at you like you're a waste of space, like you're a waste of sperm, man. Yeah, I mean, real talk, man.
Step your game up.
Yeah. Step your game up, man. There's some business about your life. We should, like, open up the line, see what anybody else got to fill up our social media. Call up, you know, 347-850-1521. I want to know what anybody else's opinion, how they feel about social media and the music industry and the pros and the cons.
Let's go to the hotline and get some love. We see you, everybody that's on the call line. Press the 1 button if you want to be heard and show some love to Money Making D. It is Money Making D Day, more Steppy Game of Saturdays with Jay Big, Diva, Ebony D. We're talking about the pros and cons of social media. So we're going to go ahead and go to the hotline and get some love. 862, Money Meek is live in the building. Money Meek, what's going on, baby?
Yeah,
what's the word on the social media, man? You know, you, you know, you the man in the streets, man. Let me know what's going on.
Hey man, it's so still. It's great, man. You better get up with the technology, man. So you handle your business online, you fill out job applications, you can network. Social media is definitely great, man. They need to get with technology, man. You know, you go digital, you know, get that money off the line. You got the PayPal accounts, and we got accounts online. You know, this is definitely taking over. So you know, those that slow, that's what the money gonna be looking like in a minute, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Better set your business up, do something, get something up on that line. It's definitely taking over, man.
Yeah, man, for sure. I want to shout out Money Making D real quick for bringing the topic up. I want to add a point to I want to piggyback off of what Money Mink is saying. I think that it's really important in the sense that, you know, social media, and I mean, if you look at the progress that they've made, you know what I mean,
yeah.
Where pretty much everybody that has a smartphone, you know, it should be linked, you know, to all their social media, can get linked to their smartphone, and even go one step further, you can have one app that controls all of your social media. So, you know, the technology thing, like Money Mink was saying, is really propelling us forward. So it's kind of those, like, if you don't step your game up, then ship out kind of things, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, like even the music nowadays too, JD, like, you know, for independent artists, you know, it's like the record label is starting to even understand, you know, because these dudes ain't coming under no big labels, they ain't signed to no major labels, they ain't on their tracks with big stars or whatnot, so, you know, it's this is the thing going on. It's definitely trendsetting, man.
For sure.
The digital distribution, like you got CD Baby, TuneCore, Reverb Nation. You can just put everything on iTunes. I heard you telling me, Jay Biz, earlier that you were just putting the track up on. I was putting the track on iTunes.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, we talking about that, yeah.
We definitely got a brain song coming over the next week or so. No Spike Song, baby. TuneCore, you know what I mean? So, you know that's side money. You know, they ain't speaking all of the money, whatever else you're doing, you know what I mean? It's like the digital is definitely sticking over, man.
Yeah.
And you also got radio, like Django, Pandora, you know, Spotify now, iHeartRadio, things that can get you royalties. You don't even need the majors no more.
Man, I agree 100%, man.
Social media can be your friend and it can be your enemy. It can be a benefit to you and it can be a downfall. You know, one of the good things about social media and networking is you can get your brand, what you're saying, what you're doing out to thousands of people, millions of people around the world. And I think a lot of people need to really be able to understand that. And I've come to see that in a personal matter, that Facebook, a lot of people go on there and post their feelings. It becomes a source of relief. It's always a source of relief. People really need to be released. And I really do agree with you guys on a negative part of things. A lot of ratchetness and a lot of waste of airspace, but, you know, it was a lot of waste of talk when we was on the block in the barbershops, in the salons, at the laundromat or whatever. But
yeah.
It can be your it can be a benefit to you. You just have to choose first of all, what you want to put out there about yourself and what you're doing and staying consistent with it. Because just like you can retweet something and see it that day, you can see a post come up, then you can forget about it 3 seconds later. So being consistent is very important. Let's talk about how social media can be a disaster to you. You got rumors.
You got blogs putting up negative stuff about you, misinformation about you. You got people that can steal your music or steal your track. People tagging you into stuff that has nothing to do with you. But you just got to be able to stay on top of your brand and what you're doing. If you going out on, and I see this a lot on Facebook, chicks and dudes talking about their baby mothers and their baby fathers. Oh, they ain't this and they ain't that. Well, all it shows is that you made a stupid decision to be with a person that you feel like ain't nothing. Step your game up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I know a lot of people need a release and they don't have family members or friends to be able to vent and get it out with. But if you're going to post something on Facebook, and I say this to the artist and anybody else, including myself, if you don't want a public opinion, do not put your personal business in a public environment, period. That's
yeah, I wanna expound on that, man. For real, you know, and you know, this I'm gonna speak on this on a from a personal standpoint, cause I know cats like this, man. But you know, I'm not gonna say no names and nothing like that. But I mean over there, that's what it is, you know. On your side, Diva, you know, talking about the baby mamas and baby daddies. I'm gonna say this. I see it a lot, you know what I mean? And I'm directing this at the fellas. I see a lot of you dudes on here talking to these chicks on there, talking about, you know, sex this, you know, vagina this, penis this, and all that, late night, whatever, whatever. What the hell are you doing late at night on Twitter, on Facebook, posting the sex talk on the joint? Like, you know what I mean? That's, to me, and the thing that kills me is, like, you know, you opened your Twitter up and you read the person bio or something, and they like, I'm the new up and coming rapper, whoopie whoop, out of whatever, wherever region you from, you the new up and coming rapper. But at 11 o'clock at night, it's like you on, you know, girl talk hotline or something, hitting your girls up, talking like, you know, like you pillow talking to girls through the same thing that you using to promote your music. I'm not gonna take you seriously if I see this and then I see this tomorrow morning. You know, I see you talking about your raps tomorrow morning, but you pillow talking at 8 o'clock at night. You know, go get you a girl, go to the club, go to the lounge, whatever, get you a girl, text her up, call her up, you know, bun her up, pillow talk your girl, you know what I mean? Get that off my Twitter, get that off my timeline, get that off my news feed off of Facebook, get that out of there, man. Ain't no room for that if you trying to be an artist and you trying to do stuff with your music. Ain't no executive going to take you seriously when you publicly pillow talking for millions of people to see. Then the other thing funny. That I want to comment on, everybody's favorite, I see all the celebrities do this. It seems like this is like the common thing for the celebrities to do. Mm-hmm. They get all out of pocket and get all out of character, and, oh, my Facebook was hacked. My Twitter was hacked. Stop that.
Oh,
if you can't control yourself, man, just keep your mouth shut. Give that to your publicist. Don't even tweet. Don't Facebook, don't tweet. Give it to your publicist, man. I tweet. All my Twitter is mine, my Facebook is mine. So if it's ratchet, if it come off ratchet, I said it. You know what I mean? Approach me with
whatever.
It. But I ain't gonna retract nothing. You know what I mean? I'm not on there trying to, you know, it ain't gonna be no, oh, I got hacked. I'm not lying about nothing. It came straight from my mouth, from my fingertips, from my thumbs, or whatever you wanna call it. That's where it came from.
Uh-huh.
But I hate that part of it. That's the part of the game that I hate, the disaster piece theater. The part of the drink that I hate, you know, my Twitter was hacked and whatnot. Havoc from Mobb Deep just did it. You know what I mean? I see it all the time with these rappers, man. You know, who just did it the other day? I just
Keith
read
Keith
something
did it
like
a couple
that.
Of times.
Yeah.
But yo,
oh,
Jay, I'm
Keith, you know what? Big laugh for Chief Keith, man.
How hood are you? You know, when you doing you but you know, you like guns, you like the street thing, but then, you know, oh, I ain't mean to go at Lupe, my Twitter was hacked. Come on, man. You know, just stand by
but
your
you
word.
Know how I mean, that's been done. I mean, whether it's on social or not on social, you know, people do that on the norm. I mean, but it seemed to
what
me like,
did you say, nigga?
People do that on
word
the norm,
up, man.
Like, keep it real with you, like,
it's not even about the music anymore. It's more about what sells, and it seems like controversy sells because, like you just said, somebody just did it. You seen the Floyd Mayweather and 50 Cent?
Oh, the 50, yeah.
That was planned or whatever.
50 Cent been about drama. He's been about drama when he first came out. He been coming for people heads. He's been about drama, and this shows you how many negative and ill-minded people it is out there, because that's how he got his fame, because it was a lot of other unpositive, grimy, negative people out there that say, yeah, you know what, I feel this way too, F your couch, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. or, yeah, you know, take your chain and wear it later, and this whole brag talk, this whole boosting, and a lot of people don't realize that all it does is separate us. It makes the Willie Lynch syndrome, the Willie Lynch letter, even more stronger. It's giving it power when we find stupid behind reasons to separate ourselves from one another. And it all boils down to look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. But if you want me to look at you, what are you really doing at the end of the day in the social media? Like, they got smut exposed. Boy, I didn't know nothing about smut exposed until I seen this, and I'm like, wow, this is really crazy. Like, they got it's thousands and thousands of chicks doing smutty things, and unfortunately, it leaves a bad taste in a real queen mouth like mine, and then you got the other little young boys, they on here looking at older boys, looking at it and thinking this is what is supposed to happen. Twitter. I feel like, and y'all can correct me, everybody is on the phone line, you can press the one button to be heard. Twitter is for advertising. Facebook is a little bit more personal, unless you got a fan page somewhere. But Twitter is a billboard, a free billboard, for you to post all your brand, all your music, all your links, and make your links count, too, while we're talking about social media. Make your links count where if somebody click on your link, you're going to get 1 to 3 cents for it. Find a website that's going to pay you for using their link. I have to get paid for everything that I'm doing. Even for this show right now, I pay for it monthly. I pay for airtime. But, of course, with shared revenue services, with the more views, I'm going to get a piece of the pie, too. Don't short yourself just putting your gifts, your creativity up on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, Moto, Tag, whoever. Make sure that you're reading and taking your time out to see how you can benefit from that site that you're posting your gift, your talent, your brand on later on, because they're going to keep pimping you. Heard a lot of people say Reverb Nation. Artists been hitting me up saying, you know, Diva Reverb Nation, I'm having a problem with my stream and they're playing and my music ain't sounding right. Reverb Nation, step your game up. Diva Ebony said it. Word up.
Let me speak on Reverb, you know, because Reverb, I ain't gonna lie, like, I got a little beef with them as well. They I got an email from them cats, you know, whoever run that site, man. I got an email from them. They supposedly I paid for some service, and how I pay for something and I ain't give you my credit card, I don't know, but, you know, supposedly they charging me for some service. So yeah, Reverb, you know, I emailed whoever Andrew is, email me back. You know, shout out to Andrew on Reverb. You know, nice, wonderful site you got there. But stop trying to charge me for something that I ain't paid for, that I ain't signed up for, whatever. You know, you ain't going to charge me anyway because you ain't got my credit card anyway. So it's not going to happen. But
Let me conclude this. So Reverb Nation, I ain't say it. I ain't do it. But it's other sites out there. You got Sonic Biz. It's other stuff out there that you can be doing. I mean, and I'm going to conclude this to say, let's just keep it music. Let's have what happened to the old, you know, before we had the Twitter and all that. We just could keep promoting this music. Bump
well,
out
know,
of the personal
life.
Well, we got MySpace coming back. MySpace, you got MySpace 2.0.
MySpace ain't never went nowhere.
It never went anywhere.
MySpace didn't skip a damn beat.
It didn't, but Justin Timberlake just recreated it. So it's MySpace 2.0 now. But, you know,
Justin Timberlake. I even said it.
F him.
Oh, I didn't say nothing about Justin.
I'm going to mute my mic because I've got some negative energy going on. It's all about money making D. So I'm going to mute my mic because F him because he was the one that did that nigga slave move on Janet Jackson.
Stop
Janet,
it.
That's what you
stop
get for messing up.
Stop it.
That's not about Janet, that's what you get for getting that vanilla, that milk in your coffee. You should have took it black.
Yeah, come on, now.
I enjoyed that breath.
Now.
Yeah, I enjoyed that 6 seconds of titty on my screen. I'm sorry.
We're going to hit to the MX's Chicks in Green track.
Yeah,
we're going to come back, and when we come back, we're going to talk about the effect Hurricane Sandy had on the music.
This right here is what the world been waiting for. What money making D gon' do next and what he got in store. The wait is over, I'm mature on what I'm here for. Go crazy like Cass, that be up on Jersey Shore. Just ain't that playboy, boy, this that hardcore, that raw, uncut, that sh** to die for. My nigga, I'ma stand out like an infected sore. Money making D in all caps and underscore. Okay, I step up out the house and I'm so brand new. Max is on my feet, on the side is my new. I said once before, but now I'm back with so much more. Brighter, smarter, and wiser with money stacked from the floor. A virus lyrically shit, word catch contact soon after I spit. I think I'm MC Hammer, my G, I'm too legit to quit. The hustle, it never stops, ain't system rocks can kick. And if you think you can stop this hustle, got thing you ain't with this. Cause I'm a motherfucking beast, a monster at what I do. No alienating me. If you think you can do it, then go ahead and do it. But take my advice, place your bets, I'm losing. M-O-N-E-Y, making D, don't ever mistake it, no faking, I'm about my biz, no bullshit, you dig, like Blaze, I get it in, cat it, all I do is win, the only L I'm taking, I'm inhaling and blowing to the wind, I got a crazy grind, I'm on it all the time, I hustle one of a kind, like yo got it, I'm full time, half full of lies, push all up in they rhymes, making up is the reason why they all behind. See, they nothing like me. Fresh Air Maxes on my feet. Bad chick by my side. Smoking on that Kush, my G. And of course, pocket full of green. If you own what I'm on, you want an ACG shoot.
Yo, it's your boy Black from Keep It Moving Radio. We're now tuning to my girl Ebony B. Ebony B.
Ebony B.
On Diva Spot. Call in live now at 347-850-1521. And don't forget to check her out online at www.divaspotradio.com.
That's right, went, man. That's on I got my chicken, my green, I got my slippers on real quick. So the Air Max is in the closet. Y'all know what it is, man. Step Your Game Up Saturday on Diva Spot Radio. Got my boy Money Making D hosting the joint tonight, man. We got to say, excuse me, pardon me. Excuse me, miss, what's your name? Because my girl Diva Ebony B, Mike, was hacked just now, you know, on the F-bomb Timberlake. You know, F-bomb Elvis Timberlake for exposing the Janet Boo. You know what I'm saying? Like 10 years ago, whenever that joint happened at the Super Bowl, man. We got Ebony B on timeout real quick, you know what I'm saying? We going to throw back to my man, Money Maker D, man. What we talking about, homie?
All right now, we're going to talk about the effects Hurricane Sandy had on the music industry. This happened a couple weeks ago. I was on Billboard.biz, which I'm always on. If you're in the industry, you should check that out if you're an independent artist. And they were talking about Hurricane Sandy. Like, I seen a picture of James B. Stead in Long Island, New York, and it was just like flooded, and it just made me think, like, gosh, that's a lot of money. People about to lose or whatever. And it was like a lot of concerts postponed. You had a lot of albums coming out that week. I heard a couple of stores got shut down. It crippled a whole lot of retailers in New York and New Jersey. They said a couple of like Meek Mill's album came out just recently. I think around that same week.
Same week.
It was projected. He had a projection to sell like 250,000, but he ended up selling 165,000. And I was just thinking, like, maybe if it wasn't for Hurricane Sandy, maybe he would have sold a little bit more. 165,000 isn't bad nowadays in the industry. You had like Cypher Hill concert postponed, Rita Ora, a whole lot of concerts postponed. But I also seen how, you know, they have these websites that's now having like release funds for musicians. Like it's musiccares.org, which you can like will help you get a musician that's in crisis quickly get help, which that's really good for artists in that area. But how do you feel about that, about the Hurricane Sandy?
Big. Man, I just want to say, man, you know, I want to give a big shout out to all my people up there in the New York, New Jersey area that was affected by Hurricane Sandy, you know, and I want to tell y'all, hold y'all head, man. The relief is people doing things, is giving relief and everything. And, you know, shout out to my people, Sunset Terrace. You know, I talked to my man LK. We got the Sunset Terrace EP. You know what I'm saying? We doing an EP, an acoustic EP, 100%, not 95, not 90, not 50%, 100%. The entire sales that we get from that EP is going to the Red Cross for Hurricane Sandy. So be on the lookout for that for everybody. Shout out to Meek Mill. I thank Meek Mill, you know, for doing the 160 in the event of Hurricane Sandy. You know, do I think he would have did more? Of course, because, you know, Philly, you know, it was like a big thing up in Philly for him and whatnot, you know. And, I mean, everybody, like, I'm back and forth to New York, so everybody I know in New York is bumping the Meek Mill, was bumping the Dream Chasers, so, you know, I think it was his time to come out and do some serious numbers. Man, I mean, I think it's just crazy. I mean, it's crazy the timing. You know what I mean? I'm glad, like, that's the first time I'm hearing about, like, the relief sites to set up relief for the artists, the actual artists or whatever that's affected by the joint. I'm glad they have that, though. That's what's up, man.
There's a couple of them out there. I mean, eBay got something where they have the blue ribbon. They helping out. And it's good to see things like that, because, see, from North Carolina, I'm surprised that the hurricane didn't come this way. Thank God it didn't. But at the same time, you know, up there, I never even heard of a hurricane hitting up there just like it did. And, like, New York, that's, like, right there, the capital of the industry between New York and L.A.
Exactly.
That's a lot of money lost, and I'm glad they're doing like these concerts as well for this. A lot of concerts they're doing, and apparently it didn't bring the New York people, the Yankees, down, because at the same time you still see them still having shows, still doing the games. The Knicks play the game like I think a couple of weeks afterwards.
Yeah,
they still, you know, New York still.
Well,
alive.
You know, the game I want to see is against the Nets.
Press 1 to leave a voice message. Press 7.
The game I want to see against the Nets, man. That didn't happen, of course.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That they stared to cancel that, man. I really wanted to see that game, but yeah, everything. You know, matter of fact, man, like, I want to speak on the ludicrousness, man. These people, these selfish.
Speak up.
I can't even call them people, man. But you know, if a hurricane run through your city, man, and you know, you in Carolina, so let's say like a hurricane run down there, run through, you know, and the Bobcats. You know what I'm saying? They still running Bobcats games, whatnot. Why would you make a big deal about like running a race? You know, the Manhattan race or whatever they call it. I forget what they call it. Why would you make a big deal about that? I mean, the Bobcats, they making money to generate revenue for the city. Your little race ain't making nothing, you know. So it's just, I mean, people, we gotta be smarter than that, man. You know, we gotta be way smarter than what we've been in 2012 going into 2013. We gotta be less selfish and more, you know, seeing the bigger picture. You know, our eyes, we gotta open our eyes up, man. Real talk.
I found this link on Google.
We gotta
leave
out of time out.
I'm out of time out.
For that,
thank you. I'm out of town now, King. Thank you.
Yes.
I know how to humble myself. I put the tasty back on my tits, so I'm good now. Now, I found the link, how to help Hurricane Katrina Sandy victims, and I'm going to post it in the chat room because I think it's so important for you guys to see the devastation. A lot of times people just think, oh, the storm just came through, they lights was off, and now the lights is back on, and, you know, now they good, but it's not good. And I was able to see how Chris Christie had to humble himself. He had to take
For those who don't know, because I didn't know until, like, the other day, Chris Christie, that's your mayor, your mayor guy up in New Jersey, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he is the mayor of the governor over there in New Jersey. But if you aren't able to personally provide shelter or supplies to those affected by Hurricane Sandy, it doesn't mean that you can't help at all. You know, there are many organizations out there on the East Coast that are providing shelter and food and other supplies to victims from the Superstorm Sandy. You know, one of the ways to help is by donating to the Red Cross. All donations provide shelter. It provides food, emotional support, and other assistance to those affected by the storm. So to donate to the Red Cross, all you got to do is go to www.redcross.org. Again, that's www.redcross.org. Or you can call 800-RED-CROSS or text the word Red Cross to 90999. That's 90999 to make a $10 donation. So I'm going to take this information and post it in the chat room. I'm also going to post it on my Facebook because just like Money Making D just stepped our game up and telling us to post only the positive stuff, which I appreciate him for that. But just because I'm over here on the West Coast don't mean that I can't help. I can't do nothing, or I can't go. Let's go in our closets, y'all, and ladies. Go in those closets and pull out that stuff that you know you ain't gonna wear, let alone can't fit no more. Put it in the box. Send it to the Red Cross. I trust the Red Cross. You wanna know why Diva trusts the Red Cross? Because they've been around for years. And Denai, I see you. We're about to get to the hotlines too. The Red Cross has been around for years, and y'all realize when ish hit the fan, who there?
Red Cross. Give me your blood, your clothes.
Red Cross. Your house burned down? Who there? Red Cross.
Ain't there before FEMA get there.
Red Cross. Your baby daddy with your ass? Red Cross ain't coming. It's something different.
Yeah, Red Cross generally they in motion before like your FEMA, all your government, you know, because what tends to happen is the government aid usually has to get called into effect or passed through a vote, not a vote, but through a motion of like the president. The Red Cross is non-profit organization. They get tax write-offs here and there, so left and right. So, I mean, Red Cross just jump right into action. Everything else, the government aid, they're not going to move until the president say move, which, a.k.a., i.e., your FEMA with Hurricane Katrina, George Bush was like, nah, you guys just chill. We're going to wait and see how these people dig themselves out of this water. We're going to see how they handle that themselves. And then when he got that heat, all of the people batting, you know, beating him down, like, why are you not doing anything? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Guys, go ahead and rescue these African-Americans
there you
down there. You know, so, yeah, y'all want to support the Red Cross, most definitely.
Money Maker, are you ready to go to the phone lines, or you got more you want to talk about? And I got more information on how the Red Cross was affected by Sandy. So you want to go to the phone line, babies? What you want to do?
Let's head to the phone lines. But first, tell what you was about to say.
Oh, as far as how Red Cross was affected by Hurricane Sandy, nearly 100 Red Cross blood drives were canceled because of Sandy. So blood supplies are low in the areas affected the most. You know, the Red Cross is asking that those who can donate to schedule an appointment to give blood, like the New York Blood Center is urging people to donate blood for those in New York or / New Jersey area to donate. All you got to do is call 1-800-933-2566. That's 1-800-933-2566. Or visit www.nybloodcenter.com. I'm going to definitely put that information in the chat room as well. But, you know, the Red Cross is one of those places where they collect blood for, you know, people who need blood transfusions or cancer patients. And a lot of different people would go to. I don't have it in depth, but they were affected too. Nearly 100 Red Cross blood drives was canceled. People need blood. Like, people out there, it's people in the hospitals right now. Big shout out to my aunt Annette. I love you, baby. She works at the Brooklyn Hospital. But she's been out of work for the last 2 weeks because the hospital was flooded. Unemployment is backed up for real, for real. So it's not just, you know, us as the people who, or our family who have been affected, but the health has been affected by this storm. Let's go ahead and bring Denai over here, Chi-Town, up in this thing so we can go ahead and step our game up on today with Jay Biggs is here, and Money Making D is running the show, baby. It's all about Money Making D today. He's stepping your game up with these hot topics, and we appreciate him for that. He didn't bring no ratchetness or... let that go, Diva. He is on his job, so good night. You up in here, baby.
Yeah. What's good this evening? Hey, Miss Ebony D. And hello, Mr. Money Making D. How are y'all tonight?
Great. How about yourself?
I'm good. Oh my goodness!
Now you
came
up in here all blushing. You made me feel like a dude. Like, hey, what's that? I was like, dang, that's my buddy. You can get that. He is fine. I go front. I know you stepping the game up for men out there. He is a fine chocolate brother with that $1 million smile, baby boy. Money Making deep smile at you was gorgeous. Ow. I'm trying to control myself and mute my mic. I'm on timeout again. I'm CJ Biggs giving me
the
eyes.
All of the non-males going to be in timeout on Step Your Game Up Saturday. We're going to have all the females in timeout. That's what our guest
Money
Making D.
Wait, why is that? What are the girls going to go in timeout for?
Because y'all about to flood my phone lines, if you know what I'm saying. Messing with
oh,
Money
really?
Like the hurricane, flooding the phone lines and everything. What's up, girl? What you want to say to the boy real quick, Money Making D? What y'all want to talk? What you want to talk about?
I definitely want to commend you for joining the effort to, you know, get us the word about Hurricane Sandy and how to help out another group that's actually is working with New Jersey is WWE. If you go to WWE.com, they have links as well to the organizations that they're working with to help out the hurricane victims. So.
And shout out the World Wrestling Entertainment, man, for not just the hurricane relief, but, you know, all the month of October for you know, donating to the
Breast
Susan
cancer.
Coleman Fight for the Cure, you know. So shout out to Vince McMahon and shout out to John Cena and all of the WWE staff for doing that, you know, and keeping us conscious about that, because breast cancer is a very serious topic as well as this hurricane and everything, you know, the victims and the relief, providing the relief to the people in the Northeast.
Yes, definitely it is. And it's a mess now because now they just got snow, so my prayers definitely go out to everybody that's on the East Coast.
Yeah, I forgot all
about
that.
Connecticut and New Jersey, you know, please, you know, we know that we are praying for you, and we know that you guys will get back on your feet and do your thing, so...
And you know, it's crazy. I was just in September. I was up in New York in Manhattan shooting a video. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Like a month, like not even, you know, not even 2 months, you know. It was September and then just last month, October. So, I mean, you know, we missed
wow.
being up there and catching all that by like maybe a couple of weeks.
Wow.
So it's crazy.
It definitely is, because New York is, and New Jersey, you just not have never had that before. So it's like there really was no way to prepare, because it's like there's a difference between a storm and, you know, just this huge, crazy flood with tides and whatnot. So.
Yeah. You know what's really, bugging me, though? Like, I mean, I had my mindset, like I was going to go to Coney Island. You know, I got my son. I want to take my son to Coney Island. That joint is underwater now. Like, you know, they might not never rebuild Coney Island, you know? So I'm all bent up over that, you know?
Well, I've been to Coney Island before, and you know what? I'm going to say it like this. I know I'm on timeout. I know I'm going to be on timeout. I couldn't resist it. I'm sorry. I've been to Coney Island before, and with it being flooded right now, and if they do rebuild it, it would be a blessing because the rods and the machines that they had there was still there when I was 2 years old. I was born in 82.
Wow.
I'm 30 years old. So actually, it would actually be stepping their game up, and it would be an upgrade to now to rebuild that shit because it was horrible. The only thing that was really good about Coney Island at that time is those dangling behind Italian sausages with the onions that you can get, but everything else, them damn rides look like they was back in slavery times. They had to rush on and everything.
Ooh.
I don't even know how they're still letting people ride on them. So, yes, Steven is telling Coney Island, step your game up. And I really believe all this flushing and carrying all this rain and whatnot, I believe, and, you know, I don't mean to take y'all to church, but it's my damn show, so I can take y'all to church if I want to. I really believe that this is the way of God of flushing and cleansing away things. Like, even before Hurricane Katrina came to New Orleans, it was mad stuff going on in New Orleans at that time. I feel bad for the people who lost their lives, lost their homes, lost their families, all of that. But unfortunately, when you got so much corruption and so much pain and so much griminess in it, I think God takes the time out to say, you know what? I need to bring y'all back down. I need to make you humble. I need to get rid of a couple of things to put you in a position to unite with your brother and sister. And that's exactly what Jersey needed, especially Northern Jersey. Essex County needed that. Chicago needed that. It shouldn't have to take. We need to pay attention to what the heck is going on around here. God don't play. Even whatever the God of your understanding is, he do not play no games. So you need
that's
to come
true.
Together as a people. Build these communities before the wrath is drawn. So taking the church on.
Man, it's your boy, Khalid Dreams.
Yes,
you are now tuned in live on Front.
Yes, Khalid Dreams. I appreciate Khalid Dreams for that. But I really believe that it's a way of God saying, you know what, let me just try to flush some things out
and get y'all to a point where y'all have to work with one another. Stop the, the racism. Stop the dividing. Stop killing each other. Stop robbing your homeboy. And I'm going back
Let me ask Money Making D, man. Money Making D, did you have anybody up north, you know, that was affected by the hurricane?
Yeah, man, a couple people. I mean, like, it's crazy because next week I'm supposed to be going up the north.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah, so, you know, but with all the effects, like, if, to me, be honest with you, I never heard anything like that happening up there. So it's
man,
wow, you know, and like, and just like you just said, Ebony, like everything, I feel like it's to humble people. Cause look in the spots where it happened at, like Katrina, New Orleans. Look in the places that it's happening in. And then you had like when Florida got hit, you know. So I agree with you. And I just heard, you know, Guatemala just had an earthquake, not too long ago.
Kentucky just had an earthquake today.
Say that again.
Kentucky had an earthquake today.
They had one today? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Manhattan Beach, they had a little earthquake. You know, it's just, it's crazy.
And Atlantic City was full of prostitution. What about them six girls back in 2004, them six girls that was found in that hotel dead? Didn't nobody hear about them.
Crazy.
I did because I was over there at that time. Six girls aged from the ages of 17 to 32 years old, six of them found dead, shot executional style in the hotel in Atlantic City, not even 2 miles from the Trump Plaza. Yes, they were killed. Six. It was a lot of prostitution going over there, a lot of gambling. You know, Donald Trump,
well,
you
know,
hater.
God don't like
he's
gambling.
A hater.
God don't like gambling, so.
Donald Trump, you hater. All I got to say to Donald Trump is two times.
Exactly.
Thank you. Shout out to Barack Obama for whooping Mitt Romney's ass in that election. You know what I mean? He got to beat his ass on
television. Oh, yeah, shout out to Fox News as well, too. You got
shout out to Fox
I was just going to say that. Oh, my God, that's so funny. I was just going to say shout out to Fox News. We're still not believing that. He won. It was hilarious. Like, they're like, they had to, like, almost humble themselves. Like, well, I think we have to go back and rethink what we're going to do as the GOP. I'm like, well, the GOP decided to run an abortion. That was the dumbest idea ever, aside from taking Mitt Romney as an opponent.
I'm so surprised that North Carolina, that Obama didn't get North Carolina and Georgia.
I know, right?
So surprised that he did not
What happened, man?
What
happened,
Money Making
D? You got to know that this is one of them states that was a Confederate state back in the day. So you still got a lot of racism. So a lot of people wasn't really looking at it as far as, you know, oh, Democrat or Republican or this green money. They didn't want a black man in office. That's all that was. But within I did like how, I think it was NBC, they broke it down. They broke down within counties. And the county that I'm in, they actually voted for Obama. It was like a couple
of
counties.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
The small counties, like the small southern counties that still got that whole racism going on, that's what they all voted
and
for.
And those are the ones that are heavily populated and, you know, got the most electoral college votes in them.
I think it was
MSNBC. They were breaking it down. They even went to Ohio. And they said, you know, that's supposed to have been like the swing state or whatever. And Romney had all the little, what do you want to call it? He had those, but then Barack had the most electoral college votes, you know, in the in the big communities like Cleveland or whatever. Like he had where the, well, basically the less fortunate and, lower income people were living at. He won those places like hands down. So, I mean, I see what he's saying though. Like, you know, I think they, you know, they still got some racism going on down there. They still got a couple of hillbillies, rednecks down in North Carolina.
But it doesn't make any sense anymore, guys. We are in the 20th century right now.
They
don't
have
even make sense.
Twitter, Diva.
Facebook and Twitter's. Look, I will hook them up. Okay, let me come to NC. Let me have that Nikki Rich over there. I will come to North Carolina and step you up. And we're going to have Marcus Allen over here at the top of the year. Hooray. Big shout out to Marcus Allen. He is coming to Seattle. He's coming on these Fort Worth bases. But yes, it's going to be a fabulous time. It's going to be all fabulosity because the Diva is going to be hosting it, of course. But we are in the 20th century where there is no need for me to have a race issue with you. And as a black woman and growing up in a predominantly black community, it was always ask Whitey. And watch out for the white man. And the white man got me down. And because we can't do it, it's because the white man is no longer the white man. It's the Chinese man. It's the Korean man. It's the Asian man. And 863, I see you. We about to bring you in, baby. It's the red man. It's even a black man now. Mm-hmm. And I'm just encouraging everybody that's listening to go into 2013 with the mind of ownership. We about to get these income taxes coming in. There's money on top of our jobs getting in. You need to start thinking about owning some stuff. Ownership, LLC, DBA. Start learning what these abbreviations are and start utilizing them. Money Making D, we got hands up for you, baby. What you want to do?
All right. For right now, we're going to go into a track. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about mixtapes. If artists should be sued for promo use only. So right now we're going to get into that Loud produced by Jahlil featuring Red Stripe.
For sure. We're going to turn all the way up. Y'all make sure y'all call us up 347-850-1521 and press the 1 button to be heard. This is that Loud featuring Red Stripe right here with Money Making D. Steppy Game Up Saturday.
Double D, holla at me.
My nigga, when we smoke, we puffin' on that loud. And when we in the car, we like I'm easy cloud. Why that nigga loud? Tell him calm down. We can take it to another level while we on that loud. We on that, we on that, we on that loud. We on that, we on that, we on that loud. We on that, we on that, we on that loud. My nigga, what you smoking on? That loud. Okay, money making for in live up on that live. I'm about to get crazy, watch your nigga rock proud. Backstage, feeling like Tupac. My G, I get around. That's your girl about me, I'm like you a nigga, not a clown. I put it down like a nigga that's a poster. But now that ain't my bitch, don't put on me, I'm not a coaster. Living life fast like a fucking roller coaster. I code that type of nigga, I should be up on a poster. Young fluff flash, a nigga so passive. The way you looking at me, hater, looking like you raggy. Huh? It's the reason why you trash. Instead of worry about me, you can be getting the cash. Go back to the topic, mind on cloud. It's a good reason for that occurring right now. Hey, DJ, turn my music up, put it on loud. Cause what's this discussion that I'm smoking on? Wow. My nigga, when we smoke, we puffin' on that loud. And when we in the car, we like our music loud. Why that nigga loud? Tell him calm down. We can take it to another level while we on that loud. We on that, we on that.
Let me put you on game, man. Can't keep it to myself. Cloud 9 swagger, I'm above everybody. Hot off of life, no blunts, no pipe. Don't need a track, I go nuts, flow skinny jeans tight. The top spot getting so close, I can taste it. Can't you tell my world is tinted green like the Matrix? Sunshades on, riding out with the roof back. Jack moving my deck system to the max. Who's that? Man, I blaze a track like Usain Bolt. Cool dude, if you meet on spit game and same folk. And show this thing and I really got it together. She prefers me over you. Get up on my level, huh? Looking down on you lanes. Player in a separate game. So ahead of my time, I'm speeding like a bullet train. Every time I step up on the scene, they ask how. My style loud, music loud, everything wood loud.
My nigga, when we smoke, we puffin' on that loud. And when we in the car, we like our music loud. Why that nigga loud? Tell them calm down. We can take it to another level while we on that loud.
We on that, we on that.
We on that loud.
My nigga, what you smoking on? That loud. Listen, chat, me and my people wildin' out on loud patch. Ride a rock, I'm kissin', jumpin', bumpin', that's your little track. Niggas on the side, hatin' to the max. Social feel like can't happen, so nigga, just kill that. We can take it to another
another level where the trill at. Homie, no games played, right here, believe that. Besides, you ain't doing nothing but blowing my high. All I wanna do with you is some freak niggas, you know I get it in. That's cooking shit, nigga, no mistake in it. Watch your chick around me, my nigga, might be another win. From a G on this end, everything loud is what it is. My nigga, when we smoke, we puffin' on that loud. And when we win the car, we like our music loud. Why that nigga loud? Tell him calm down. We can take it to another level while we on that loud. We on that, we on that, we on that loud. We on that, we on that, we on that loud. We on that, we on that, we on that, we on that loud. My nigga, what you smoking on? That loud.
Let's get to the phone lines.
I guess.
Yeah, let's get to the phone line.
Yeah. Got that 863?
Let's get it, Dad. Let's get it.
Hello?
Step your game 863? Up.
Impatient. Back to the loud.
Let's go back to the loud. Well, anyway,
back to the loud.
That song features Red Stripe, artist out of Florida, Lakeland, Florida.
Okay.
We did that joint. Actually, we did that joint when I was in Florida and how we did it. And it's crazy. Speaking of, we were just talking about social media. We did that all through. We didn't see each other. We just did it through the internet. Just networking with one another, going back and forth, and that's how we did it.
That's what's up, man.
We should do a joint like that. We should, you know, I think you're a joint.
Hey, man. All you got to do, man, you know what I'm saying? All you got to do, hit me up, you know what I'm saying? I give you my email, matter of fact, hit all J Biggs. Send that joint to my email, allj.biggs@gmail.com, you know, it'll get done in like a week. I don't mess around with that, man. It'll be done in a week, man.
Yeah, I'm going to start calling.
What's up?
I'm just looking at the call lines. Yeah, I'm just looking at the call lines.
We had that 863. Go to 863. Did they leave?
Yes, sir. 863-812, you now on live. Step your game up Saturday with Money Making D. He's running the show. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yeah, what's happening? It's Kid Red Strike.
Speaking of Red
Strike, what's going on, baby?
What's good? How y'all feeling?
What
How
up,
you
folks?
Doing? We're going to give you a proper introduction up in here, Red Strike, because we appreciate you, team, for making that hot track with Money Making D. So we got to give you a proper introduction. Here you go, right now. How you like that, bro?
That's hot. That's what's up.
That's right.
We got Red Stripe on the line. Let them know who you be. Let them know everything about you.
I'm Red Stripe, R-E-D-S-T-R-Y-K-E, you know. I'm a hip-hop artist, producer, and engineer out of Lakeland, Florida. I've been doing my thing for about 11 years, and it'll never stop.
Man right there. Nice on the beats, nice with the rhymes. Straight.
I'm actually in St. Augustine right now, about to do a show. Me and my team out here at a Johnny's restaurant in St. Augustine.
Johnny's is a joint. I love Johnny's. Yo, we got one over here in Seattle. It's official.
Okay, that's what's up. So after we leave that bong shop, we're going to head to Johnny's because we're going to have the munchies like crazy. I got you,
We're going on my little trip.
My itinerary is good, baby. I'm going to be over there. I'm going to go to this spot. I'm going to go to that. And they all right up the street from each other, too. I know what's that. Seattle, where is that, man? Shout out to Seattle, man. I'm just sorry y'all had to lose y'all basketball team. Red Stripe. You know what I mean? What's popping, man? Yeah, you know, you out there doing the show, man. Like, you know, who else on the car, man? What's good? Is it live? You know, what's up? Let me know.
It's pretty much a clash of heavy metal and hip hop. We've got three hip hop artists and three metal bands. And it's pretty much a collision show. Mm-hmm.
That's what's up, man. And I wanna thank you for calling into the show, man, and showing that support to your boy Money Making D. I wanna commend y'all. That song, that loud, man. That's where it's at, man. That's the song right there, man. That's like, second to, of course, you know, Going for the Millie, which is my song, you know. Loud is like in the rotation right behind that joint. You know what I mean? I'm be bumping that. You know, for the next couple days, couple weeks, couple years, you know, I'm gonna be bumping that like crazy,
that's
man.
Up.
You know,
that's
y'all need to keep
up.
Making that hotness, man.
That's right.
Y'all need to keep doing that, man. Making that hotness. You know, Well, before we went to the break, we was talking about Hurricane Sandy, man, and I just want to get your opinion on, like, you know, how that affected you, man.
I was actually caught in a little bit of it down in, what was it, Pompano Beach, because I had to go down there for work. My job sent me down there for a couple of days, man. That wind was something serious. And, yeah, I could barely walk when I got outside the truck. But I can only imagine how those felt that it directly hit. Cause it was something crazy, like just the tip of it that hit that area.
For sure, man.
Definitely, my prayers go out to, you know, those who were, like, definitely affected by it.
Straight up and down. Real talk, man.
Hey, Strike, I got something for you. Earlier, we were talking about social media and the music industry. Can you speak on, like, what social media did with you, for you, a major imprint online and everything? Could you speak on that?
Oh, man, I do social networking 24/7. Like, if I'm not on my computer, I'm on my phone, on Facebook, MySpace, Reverb Nation, and all that. It's really a way to connect with people, you know, far and wide. And it's definitely a way to promote your music, promote your brand. It's very effective.
Mm-hmm. Strike got an album out. He got a couple of albums out. Let them know about your album that you got out.
My album, My Future, I released that in June of 2011. That had a couple joints of Money Making D on it. And then my album, Mr. Reliable, which was released in February of this year, that had a joint produced by Money Making D. And I think he was on one of the tracks on there, too.
Where they at?
I'm actually working on Mr. Reliable Volume 2. That's set to come out the first of the year.
Y'all be on the lookout for that, man.
That Mr. Reliable joint, man. You know.
My albums are on iTunes, Spotify, find them pretty much anywhere online, on YouTube as well, so go ahead and check them out.
Matter of fact, we can go ahead and get on to that. I got the intro track into you, Mr. Reliable. You got that,
okay,
Ebony?
Yes, I'm pretty sure I got it in here. It's called Mr. Reliable or Intro?
It's the intro. It's called Intro.
Gotcha. Turn up on Steppy Game of Saturdays. Be sure you guys to follow the show. Everybody that's tuned in live, that's listening online, be sure to follow the show at the top of the page on the left-hand side. Click on the follow button to tune in and get updates when we're going to be live and all the things that we're going to be doing, all the positive things that we're going to be doing. We got about 12 minutes left in the show, so you guys make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. And you can also listen live at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com. We're about to get into a hot mix by Money Making D, and we'll be right back.
Don't do it. What happened, Michael? They ain't got a sound. win that challenger. Blow up your whole ship. Insane mind. I'm the one that say the pay the mind. Why you got ice dripping into your world at the same time? I bet you didn't see that shit coming. I'm that nigga with a gun in the hand, to the cops in the bank, and I'm still running. Literally.
I'm just sitting for a minute, just vibe with me life. Yeah, listen, it's 2011, I'm thanking God that I'm still here, but from what I'm hearing, we're supposed to die next year. Oh, to be told the chaos, I'm thinking it's to make us fair. A lot of stone criticized, so I feel about this here. And as I speak, I start to drop a tear. But like every single person that has died these last few years, but I think they in a better place, cause it's hell here. Man, I swear it's hell down here. Hatred, disloyalty, seem a lot is just going on. Not many role models, a lot of hide behind a clone. And cause of that, they say the truth is gone. And I'm thinking to myself, like, what the fuck is going wrong? We all pointing fingers at somebody. It's our fault, his fault, take responsibility. It's your property. And maybe it'll work. Me got a mind gone to the point we believe everything that is.
It's all about the music. The music.
So it's like this one. I'm on my grind every day. Out here, excuse my French, but out here busting my ass for y'all, to bring y'all something different from the usual. I mean, I could rap about being a thug, but apparently I ain't no thug. I ain't not even a tenth hood. And there's a few who appreciate it, a few who I guess don't, but whatever the case, I'ma always stay true to myself. 100. Mr. Reliable.
A wise man once said that ideas not coupled with action never become bigger than the brain cells they occupy. So I'ma get it in. Let's go. Hey. Who am I? I'm the man in demand with a plan you will never comprehend. I go until I can't go, stop, not an option. Praying for change, I'll be the answer to your problem. This road give me potholes, but I'm cruising. My movement is moving while losers are losing. Trust winning is the key to survival. What the future holds, only God knows. But I'm so close, I can taste it. Pray for my demise, your efforts are wasted. People try and shake me to be what I'm not. Be like everybody else, nope, homie, I will not. I refuse to conform and lose what I got. My ability to keep it 100 won't stop. Ready for the top and the fame that comes with it. Cause I've been through the grind and the pain that comes with it. Overwhelmed, drowned in the BS. Moving so fast, seeing doubles like DS. Meanwhile, haters steady on the rise. Point them out, there they go. Cool when you meet them, when they back turn, I don't know. Tested so many times, but my shell is too tough. People say they down for you till the road is too rough. So I learned from my mistakes, shed all the dead weight. Haters try and block me, I hit them with a head fake. Put in work, yeah, I'm trying to see dividends. Might as well get it in till the world ends. And God said I can do all things, so I jump in any risk so brave. I'm striving to be the best, not better than the rest, but better than I was at the start of my quest. Determined, giving up with my fail-proof vest. I can sleep when I pass, I don't need any rest. I'll forever be full speed ahead. No stops, no pause, no breaks till I'm hurt or I'm dead. Building my legacy one ear at a time. Flow appeal to your senses, you feel every rhyme. Drive only getting stronger. nigga, you can see it every time. So don't lose any sleep, the passion will never die. Instead, it will rise and remain true. Throw me in the darkest tunnel you can, I still come through.
I'm on, y'all gon' see. I never let you down, you can count on me. Grind always downtown, I let my vocab. My time to shine, I can see why you mad. It's home till I'm on, y'all gon' see. I never let you down, you can count on me. Cause I'ma keep it coming nonstop. Hold it down till I'm finished. But this here is just the beginning. Greatness.
Who can you count on in this cold world? You are now tuned in. Keep it locked.
And that there was Mr. Reliable right there by the homie Red Stripe. You know what I mean?
Produced by the homie Money Maker D.
Money Maker D, producer, rapper, hip hop artist, humanitarian, loud, pack smoking, whatever that dude do it all.
Backpack wearing, Air Max wearing, just that nigga.
Air Max is green and ladies and chicks and. Now, add to the resume, radio hosting, because this is Money Making D Show right here. And I believe he was about to lead us into something, right? He was about to get into something serious. You know, we was clowning around earlier. You got to be serious now.
All right. This what I wanted to touch on this. I've been paying attention as an artist. You know, 50 Cent came up on the mixtapes. You had DJ Kluwin on him, but now it comes to a question. Should an artist get sued for doing a promotional use only mixtape? And I say that because I was reading about Mac Miller and how Mac Miller got sued. Now, it was a mixtape. I think it was Kids, the mixtape Kids, if I'm mistaken, correct me. He got sued by Lord Finest. Finesse, and it just made me think, like, as an independent artist or as an up and coming artist, you're trying to make your name, and you know you don't have the funds to go out and go get a beat, so you put promotional use only on there, and then as soon as you blow up, you know, now you get sued because you know paying respect to someone's beat, and I want to know what everyone's opinion. On that topic, should you get sued for that?
That's a real interesting little topic right there, man. Real talk. I'll speak on it first. You know, of course, y'all know out there, I'm an artist myself. You know, I'm a hip hop artist, and I do not, at this point in time, produce. Although, you know, I play around with it from time to time, but I don't produce. I remember the situation with Mac Miller, and I guess I'm a little bit torn, you know, because, you know, we do mixtapes as an artist. I'm doing mixtapes. I'm working on like 3 mixtapes right now, but Money Maker D, you a producer, so you know it'll hit you a little bit more than it'll hit me. But I think that the issue that went, like, I went to Lord Finesse Twitter, and I actually read, you know, some of the stuff he was tweeting at first about it before, I guess his lawyer told him, like, hey, shut up, you know, because we ain't, you know, this is going to get held against us. But some of the stuff he was saying at first kind of made a little sense to me. When you look at the situation with the game and Mac Miller is getting his name up through YouTube, and YouTube is actually paying, you know, for once, you know, you get 15 million views on something, you getting paid for that. Like Diva was saying earlier, you know, whatever your name is on, you gonna get paid if your management is right, if your mind is right, you gonna get paid. So upwards of 15 million hits on a particular video he posts, he's getting 15 million. He's gonna get like a percentage of 15 million views. He gonna get millions of dollars for that, you know. And in a way, I feel like, yeah, you should get paid, or Finesse should get paid for that, because, you know, he took Finesse beat, and the corporation, YouTube, is the corporation in this case. YouTube is making money, and Mac Miller's making the money, but Finesse isn't making anything in that circumstance. So that's what I feel like, you know, kind of biased a little bit. I feel like I'm on the side of Finesse in that particular case.
I got what you're coming from. I got where you're coming from. But so it should be a contract out there. So if you're doing a mixtape, if you sell a certain amount, just kind of like a lease, you sell a certain amount of units, or you get a certain amount of views, this is how much I should get paid.
Well, let me clarify a little bit. This is what I think should go down, and all the producers out there, you know, within the sound of the voice, man, just take note of this, because I want y'all to really think about this and kind of think about if this makes a little sense to you. I'm coming from an artist perspective. I got producers. Shout out to Mag Beats, my man, in-house producer. Shout out to the Kid HP. That's my long-term producer. Been producing for me 5-6 years. They already know. When I get that $1 million coming my way, I'm going to break them off without question. Once you jack that beat, you know what I mean? When you get that beat for the mixtape, and I've used numerous people beats on my mixtapes and whatnot, if I'm on this level and it's not blown up and I haven't made millions of dollars from it, don't come for me. If I make $1 million and everything like that, in my opinion, you shouldn't even have to look for me, because I'm going to look for you to give you your money, to give you your cut. That's just how you do it in the streets. You feel me? If Money Making D gave me my pack, and I flipped that pack, and that pack, you know what I'm saying, turned over $30,000, $60,000, or however much I made from that one pack, if I turn a pack into $30,000, I'm going to go find Money Making D. Here is 15. You know what I mean? Because you gave me that pack. I can't really say that I made that $30,000, because if that pack never got in my hands, I wouldn't have made no money. You see what I mean? So I think that the artist should take more responsibility, instead of saying, okay, now I'm a millionaire, I'm famous, and I'm good, I'm balling, I'm going to buy me a few cars and a few sets of Air Maxes and Jordans. Take the responsibility to say that now that I got this million, I can go look for this guy that I jacked his beat and go ahead and cut him in a little bit. And I think that will kind of ease the tension a little bit. Because I think what it is a lot of these producers, they're looking at it like, man, I can't get paid for my hard-earned, me beating on an NPC, like, from scratch. Like, I can't even get paid for that anymore. And they kind of hurt, you feel me? You got to think about it. Like, I'm thinking about it from the producer aspect. Lord Finesse ain't selling no beats no more like that. No disrespect to Finesse. He not selling no beats no more. When you look on the liner notes in the CDs now, Drummer Boy, The Runners, you know what I mean? That's all you really see, you know what I mean? Or some up and like Jaleel, you see him, you know what I'm saying? And that's the, you see a bunch of no-name or new people, the people that Drake got, damn, Boy Wonder, you know what I mean? You see 40. Him everywhere, and that's it. You don't see Lord Finesse name in the liner notes no more. So he's looking at it like, okay, you can sample my track, or you can jack my beat or what have you, but I'm never going to get a cut from that. Your producer's going to get paid more than I did, you know? And that's, Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. There are guidelines set up for beats. You can either lease the beat and come to some type of an agreement where you're leasing it for this amount of time, or you're going to make this amount of copies on it and you're leasing it for this amount. Or you can purchase the beat from the producer, and have it for your own. I don't understand why and I had to explain this to somebody else because they automatically think, because they hear me on the radio, I'm a DJ. I'm not a fucking DJ. I'm a radio personality. That's just what I do. I would not claim to be a DJ because I don't operate or use the programming that they do. What I do is very basic on the switchboard. But there is stuff that's set up to say, you know what, this is such and such beat. It's already been labeled. It's already been tagged. I got his Twitter. I can reach out to him. Look, I want to lease your beat for this such and such and such for this many units, and then I'm going to keep it moving. There's no need for artists to be jacking people beats. I'm just not understanding that. Why are you trying to take from somebody's hard work? That's a lot of hard freaking work.
I agree.
To do.
But what if you, I mean to talk over you, but what if you, if you an artist, just, you know, a regular artist, an unsigned artist, and you want to use, let's say, a 50 Cent beat or something, a beat that Drake beat produced for him, and you can't get in, contact with them. Like, how can we, because if you go on Twitter.
Well, you got to think about it. If you can't get in contact with the person to use their stuff, that's the same thing. You got to put yourself in their shoes as well. If you can't get in contact with me to use this beat, then you need to use your creativity and get another beat. You just don't go. That's just like me coming over to your house, me and you cool people or whatever. I put my pocketbook down, and I go to sleep after our session, and you say, well, shit, I need $10 for this bag. That don't mean you go in my bag and take out $10 because you know I got it. You wait for my ass to wake up and ask me for it to see if I'm going to give it to you. If you can't get it, then guess what? Plan C, B, D, and C. Find you another way to get $10. And if you don't, there's going to be some consequences, either in this case as far as he's getting sued, but in the other case, I'm going to put my foot in your ass. So you got to think about it. What is the repercussion behind it? I know it's a hot beat, but the beat is not necessarily hot. Or some beats are really whack, and the artist makes the song.
But let's go
Believe
back to the
in
era,
you.
The era when DJ Clue, you had DJ Clue, Funk Master Flex, and you had, like, Prodigy might rap on whose beat? He'll rap on someone
Funk
else's
Flex,
beat.
Yeah.
You, like,
60
yeah,
Minutes
had,
of Funks
like,
and all that.
Yeah, you had people, you know, back then they were using other people's beats. And, you know, they're making a name for themselves. And you don't see these producers. And as a matter of fact, the producers, majority of the time, be like, yo, that was hot.
I think that the whole thing, you know, because I actually bought, like, I say, like, the last 60 Minutes of Funk, Volume 3, I bought that one. You know what I mean? And I heard, you know, it was a lot of Wu-Tang joints they was rhyming over, you know, punning Terror Squad, you know, they was on there and they was rhyming over Exhibit beats. They had like three Exhibit beats on there. So they was just, they was doing that. And I mean, I look at that and I'm like, you know, it goes back to like what I was saying, man. It's the era, the level of respect is just not there anymore. You know what I mean? The DJ could do that and take the beat, and you can have somebody freestyle on it, and people would look at it and just say, okay, yeah, he was freestyling, he was showcasing his abilities and his skills, you know what I mean? But in these day and age, like, when the last time you seen somebody really freestyle? Rap City don't even, you know, come on no more. They don't have Rap City. You know, when somebody say freestyle, they really mean read from a Blackberry. So the level of respect is not there anymore. And a lot of these producers, like Finesse came up in the 80s producing and whatnot. Mac Miller's a 90s baby, and he's blowing up now. So, you know, there's a gap. There's a respect gap between Mac Miller and Finesse, where Finesse grew up. He knows DJs, you know. DJs is nothing new to him. He, you know, got DJs in Digging in the Crates crew is nothing but DJs. It's full of DJs. But for somebody to blatantly take his beat and then make millions of dollars from it, like I said, it goes back to, let me piggyback off of Diva, your analogy, and say, like, okay, if you leave your purse laying in my house, if I take the $10 out and whatnot, I'm going to bring you $20 back and slip and say, hey, I slipped 10 out your purse, but here's 20, because that's, you know, just, I did that. I needed it. I didn't have the time to look for you to ask for it. I'm going to slip you 20 back. No harm, no foul. Hopefully, I apologize for any inconvenience and whoop-de-whoop.
How would you feel if I took $100 out of your wallet and
said,
you know what, I brought you another $200 back?
No, don't get it. Don't get it twisted. I'm not saying that's right. I'm saying that I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying that you see how I'm coming back. I'm respectful.
Yeah.
I'm humbled. I needed your money for something. I'm sorry. I had to take it from you without you knowing. But
you really
you know,
not
I'm coming
sorry.
From a lower. I'm coming from a humble standpoint. Even though it's still wrong. Like I really like in all. Essence.
But
yes,
the thing is, if you would have asked me for it, you know, just giving a person the opportunity, if you would have asked me for it, I would have probably gave it to you and wouldn't have asked for nothing in return. It's just like you said, respect. You know, like you said, you're coming from a humble point of view. You, as far as like what artists using or jacking beats or whatever, however they want to call it, if you took the initiative, you did everything that you can to find me, but you couldn't. But by you asking me, and acknowledging me for my gifts and my work that I did with this beat and saying, hey, I want to use it, and, you know, you and Money Making D got great lyrical content, you got good delivery, you spit a track, and I'd be like, damn, I like that. Now I want to get on it, or I want to continue to push it.
Yeah.
That's just, it's just the fact that, damn, you went behind my back, my G. You ain't say nothing to me. How you just going to take my beat and make it that way? Even though it's hot, I'm still going to hate on it because I feel like my privacy was invaded and I took a loss. Even though you wasn't trying to do that to me.
That's the thing that I'm trying to stress that, like, and I'm saying this is from an artist's point of view, you know what I mean? I'm sure, like, D done jacked a couple beats. I jacked a couple beats. I can't just get on Twitter and say, hey, Kanye, I'm about to rhyme on your beat real quick. Check it out on my mixtape. We'll be, like, that's not going to happen. Kanye got 8 million things in the world to do and whatnot, besides talk to lonely little old J-Big, Space Age J over here and give me permission for that. My whole thing is, like, these artists, and I'm not saying nothing against Mac Miller. I'm not saying Mac Miller. I'm just saying in general, artists feel almost as like it's okay, like they're entitled to get this person's beat because everybody does it. If you go on YouTube right now, they got an artist. Matter of fact, let's stick with Chief Keef. How many people have took that I don't like beat and they rhymed on that? From mainstream to underground to independent, everybody done tried to jack that I don't like beat and rhyme on that I don't like beat. Lil Wayne just did it on Dedication, on his Dedication mixtape or whatever that just came out. So it's like, you know, you don't have that respect. And then even in Chief Keef case, it was like, okay, he was lower than Kanye on that, in the grand scheme of things. He's at a lower level than Kanye. Instead of him being humble and saying, oh my goodness, Kanye found my beat and rhymed on it, kudos to that guy and much respect, he was like, I didn't need Kanye to make me famous and whoopee. So the respect is just not there anymore.
Wow.
And that's what I think makes these guys from the older generation, like the Finesses, and before him, it was Dr. Dre with Napster or whatever. That's what makes
Diddy did it a lot. Diddy started. I believe Diddy started all of that.
Diddy
started it, but for the millennium generation, Diddy started that.
But you notice the difference though when Diddy sampled whoever he sampled, they got paid millions, and they didn't have to like go look for Diddy. Diddy, where's my money? Whoopie whoop. They got paid, like Diddy, before the song even came out, there was a check in the mail going to whoever royalties was supposed to get paid or whoever owned that song. There was a check in the mail. You shouldn't have to go look for Mac Miller to get Lord Finesse's money. That's what I'm saying. Like if,
sound like
if,
that's
if
where the complication came in.
Yeah, exactly. Like, at least that's what I perceived it to be. Like, if Money Making D blow up off of Jalil B or whatever, go holler at Jalil, you know, make sure he know, like, I got you, dog. You know, it's not like you got to go around, I'm around the world and I'm running around doing my thing and I just ain't thought about you to give you your money, you know, and that's where these artists, I think, get fed up, you know what I mean, or the producers, I mean, that's where I think they get fed up because I got to go find you to get my money. So now it's in court and whatnot, and I'm paying a lawyer, I'm even more pissed off because I'm paying a lawyer now to get my money for me. And you should respect me and just give me that.
Let's outro this thing, Money Making Dean. Let's outro this thing. Let's go ahead and wrap this up because these producers is mad. I understand why they're mad.
We're going to wrap this up. I thank y'all for having me and for your opinions on that because I think that's a topic that's going to forever go on. If you want to continue it on, we can continue this on Twitter. We can hashtag it. We're going to go out with an exclusive.
Most definitely. I want to give a big shout-out to Money Making D and Jay Biggs for coming through tonight. We see you. Everybody that's called in and show some love. It is Money Making D Day, and you can definitely check out all we talked about at the top of the hour all the way to the end of the show. You can download this show. It's Money Making D Day. All you got to do is go to www.divaspotblogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. And step your game up. Make sure you keep God first, family second, and career third. We out of here.
It's my
friend
from
Money making. Peace.
Mr. Exclusive, what you call me when I step on the scene? They look at the feet, be like the kids so clean. Fresh new jeans, pocket full of green. Got the sun jealous of the way I'm shining with the bling. Style so extreme, makeover couldn't redo me. My G, I'm so fly like the birds. I'm high off the herb, I got everybody attention. The way that I'm glistening, see style is what you're missing. Lost the fitted air, polo, Air Maxes on my feet. I'm fresh as that booby, yet the mark in my teeth. When it comes to the stress on me, you can't touch me. Can't tell me nothing like a Kanye G. I'm so fly, so fresh, and yeah, homeboy like Cali, the best. Homie, just listen and just rest and pay attention and learn how you can get like this.
New fish, old fish, I stack money, you cold. Just came with a new chick, why you be with my old chick? Why you be fighting out? Me, I'm pursuing. Every time you get you caught up, I Kawasaki blue quick. Yeah, I be on that new fish. Why you be on that old fish? Yeah, that's blue too. So try to catch up, it's useless.
Zoom, 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 watch me fly past. Kick so fly like 800 on the dash. See me now, you don't, cause I'm gone. Kawasaki Zoom on suckers with no phone. That flattish, I'm on, hoping I get on. Swag way a ton, but serving it by the drone. The skyscraper, the flow, let's see if they like that. If not, them booms, be stomping them through a mat. I'm packing up my bag, no holding your boy bad. I love chasing this cash, them haters, they hate that. The flyer that I get, the flyer that I spit. The rap game of parole, I'm flying while I itch. Stack money, you fold it, nuclear explosion. Cold day in hell, you fight and got focused. Hot cause I'm toasting, new packs I'm posting. Old packs ain't golden, hits and y'all know this.
New bitch, old bitch, I stack money, you fold it. Just came with a new shit, why you be with my old bitch? Why you be putting out? Me, I'm pursuing, every time you think you caught up, I Kawasaki boom quick. Yeah, I be on that new bitch. Why you be on that old shit? Yeah.
See, yeah, little inches that he can, but he can't have this. But too shy, he be so hilarious. This ain't a movie, and no, I ain't moving. But I stay with it, it shouldn't like it's Christmas. Every day I should take my name to Mr. Spruce. Everything on your wish list, you know I got it. Made my own dollar, so I buy it. H-H-3, why the fuck you think they call me?
Yeah, that's exclusive. So trying to catch up.